Özellikle şu an Savi Moya yaptım bir sohbet hızlı konuşmasında bir şey başlıyor şu falan. So this package about being in a hidden midst of a talus knot that have a stoif. So there is a concept of hidden mitzvah as we know, to do a mitzvah open behuder, as the, let's take a look in the Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Lam Gimel Amud Beis. The Tanya is a Keli Van Veyu. Hisna'e Lefanov B'mitzvahs. Van Veyu, you should have a mitzvah done in the Ofen Mehuder, to beautify the mitzvah. Hasei Lefanov Sukkah Na'e, Lulav Na'e, Shofar Na'e, Tzitzis Na'e, Sefer Torah Na'e, Fekazibo Lishmo B'dyo, B'dyo Na'e B'lishmo, B'dyo Na'e B'kulmus Na'e B'lavlar Uman, Fekach B'shirayim Na'e. So that's the idea. It's Na'e L'fanav B'mitzis. So we're learning tzitzis, right? So tzitzis noe. What does that mean, tzitzis noe? The tzitzis have to be noe, or the beged has to be noe? Is there an Indian to that the is a din in the beged? Is a din in the beged? Of course, not the mitzvah. The heftzah shel mitzvah is the strings, or is the whole? Because today we take a special garment just for the mitzvah, and because in our wardrobe today there's nothing that really requires tzitzis, except for the blankets, you know, that we talked about. You know, maybe the blanket taka requires, and then we had a whole discussion. Why don't we put on tzitzis on a blanket? We discussed maybe it's a beged lila, and therefore it's potter even by yom. I told you that there's more. I said this many times that there's more svara to mechayev a blanket and tzitzis than maybe the talis that we wear in shul, because that maybe is not. To warm us up, or to, you know, it's only like a covered balm, or maybe that's not even. But what is the hagdara of what is included in this beged noa, in the tzitzis in the talus? In other words, the lashon here is it's not the fat of a mitzvah. I say the fat of sukkah noa, lulav noa, tzitzis noa. It doesn't say talis noe, tzitzis noe. But if you look, let's look in Rashi in Bava Kama. That's the sugya of Hidu Mitzvah. It's above a Kama on Testament base. Amar Zeru Behidu Mitzvah Atzlish. Look in Rashi. Behidu Mitzvah Atzlish. She motze base Sifrei Torahs. Liknos. If you have two Sifrei Torahs. Ve'echad hodur mechavero. And one is nicer. The nicest than the other. Yosef Shlish Adomim Ve'ikach Esa Hodur. So you should pay a third more. In other words, how much are you mechuyev to pay to do a hider mitzvah? So it's so a third more than the price of the one that's not as mechuyev. But you're not mechuyev to do more than that. Ad shlish. Tanya zecheli vaveus now in front of mitzvahs hasel chesed v'torah noa. Lulav Noe, Talis Noe, Tzitzis Noe. Wow. So what did Rashi Bava Kama add? And the Sefer Tzitzis Simkovich points this out. He says Talis Noe and Tzitzis Noe. That's not in the Gemara. Because the Gemara in Shabbos is only tzitzis nar. And he, and Rashi here in Bava Kamma, has a chiddush that the talis has to be that if a talis not that if you have a talis that's not as nice, so. So there's a din of hinder mitzvah in the talis, not only in the tzitzis. Even though, let me ask you a question. What does it say? Let's see. Sukkah na, lulav na, shofar na, tzitzis na. But mezuzah, I guess mezuzah na, mezuzah na. And what about... He doesn't say mezuzah, but I assume mezuzah is included, right?
You mean the ksav or the casing?
I don't know. You tell me.
I think it's the klaf.
Klaf. I mean, it doesn't say in. In Shulchan Aruch, that you have to have mezuzah noa, but why should it be any different than all these other things? Right? Why should it be any different?
I mean, they come in different grades. I mean, there's the basic and their mehudar also.
Right. So b'chor is a din of hidden mitzvah by mezuzah also. But the chiddush that we see here in Rashi and Bava Kamma is he says it's not only the tzitzis. It's not only the tzitzis. It's the it's even the begging. Even the begging.
Don't some say there's no hiddur unless you see it? If it's like closed up, you may not have it in a hiddur.
Uh-huh. And therefore...
Maybe that's why mezuzah is not included.
Yeah, who says that?
There's Rishonim who say that. I mean, I've seen it in Soviet Talmudit.
You mean not something that's covered up?
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you. Take a look here in the Sefer Tzitzis on page 14. Hidur mitzvah betalis noya. He says, Yisata betzitzis kosa betorah v'yom Hashem al-Moshe leimor demer al-Bnei Yisrael amat al-Lahem v'atzulam tzitzis. Alka v'fevig dem al-Dorosov v'atzulam tzitzis ha-kunof v'atzulam tchelis. Pashas kiseitza k'siv g'dilum tasa l'cho al-abar kanfos k'suscha shet chasaba. Ugmar Shabbos, Tanya Zakeli Maveu, it's not the fun of Mitzvahs, I'll say the Chasukana, Lulav Noah, Shofar Noah, Tzitzis Noah, Sevitor Noah, Kozabul Shmo, Bidyo Noah, Kulmus Noah, Belavla, Umid, Kurkh Mishraim Noah. The Rice is a Tzitzis Noah, the Hainu Hidder Bechute Tzitzis, Shem Atzman Achefzah Shal Mitzvah Tzitzis, from the Rashi, but Bekam, because of Talis Noah, Hain Sars Lahal Yab Habegat Shal. So him, machas shiva talis noa hidur mitzvah. The mal hidur habeged lhidur mitzvah. The talis is not the mitzvah. The tzitzis is the mitzvah. Uvashem hagriyas hikshu, he named the briskerov. They asked in the name of the briskerov. The name of the tzarf talis noa mishum mishum mishkayim bar mitzvah tzitzis. Right? Should have a bais noah because you're putting the mezuzah on the bais. So if there's a din of having a what? A begad noah, so why should a begad be any different than a bais? It's a good kasha. Because what do you see from Palos Noah that even the thing that's not a Heftashom mitzvah, but the thing that's mechayiv in the mitzvah, that the mitzvah is going to be attached to, should also be muhudr. So if you get a nicer quality garment, you should get a nicer quality garment to a nicer house.
Yeah, but my Teretz answers that.
So Rav Harari says what? What's Rav Harari's Teretz?
It's only hither and something in the mitzvah that is publicly viewable. Otherwise, it's not.
So you say mezuzah. You say mezuzah. There's no hither mitzvah by mezuzah b'chlal because it's not publicly viewable.
According to some rishonim, yeah.
Well, why is it publicly viewable? What if you use a glass case?
No, but you don't see the ksav. I mean,
ksav.
You roll it up. Yeah.
Is that Likuba? That doesn't necessarily Likuba.
What?
Roll it up.
Roll. I mean, theoretically, you could have it. There's a discussion, I think Shep recorded in the Lev Avraham, I think Shep recorded, that if you want to make, you just want to take a parchment and have it out so you can see it, the whole thing. Is that kosher?
There's a different issue here. We call a talis something that we put on so that we can be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis. So there, right. Maybe shayach to say that beged should be something special because you're wearing a dafka to be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis.
Right.
But if you take the concept of tzitzis as really being any garment you happen to wear that needs tzitzis, so that would mean any you wear this the shmati work garment. But it has corners, so you have to put tzitzis. Now, is there an Indian to work in a beautiful garment and get it dirty so that you can be mekayim in the mitzvah of tzitzis? There's something counterintuitive about it. Someone you said, do you have to have a beautiful house to be mekayim in the mitzvah, the Hidur mitzvah of mezuzah? And I would say even better, if you have a house that has many doorways, and you have a machsan, you know, a storage room at the end of the house, and it's certainly, it's not a luxurious room, it's a storage room. But you got to make it luxurious room so that you can, when you put the mezuzah on it, it's a heater. But there's something sound right about that.
And what about the talis noah?
The talis noah, again, if it's a baby that you're wearing dafka
in order for the mitzvah.
For the mitzvah, right?
Then you
can talk about it. But if it's just because the eco mitzvah of tzitzit, when you have a beged of compost, you should wear tzitzit. You can put tzitzit on it. So you can have this work garment, the shmata that you're wearing, but you have to put tzitzit on it.
Well, there's no din. You got to, because here we're doing it for the mitzvah.
Right.
But the real halacha is that you're wearing your regular clothing should have
right.
But we don't. So therefore, we go out of our way to do it.
But we can see there are societies, at least there were probably, that were poor common.
And the house, in other words, we live in the house because we live in the house, not because we don't want to be homeless people in the street.
Yeah.
We don't get the house because we want to, right. You know, even though the famous Medrash Hashem says, Mihikti Mani Vashalem, that I get you the house so you can put the mezuzah up.
I was trying to remember that medrash a few weeks ago.
Wow, the medrash.
Yeah, I was trying to remember that medrash. I forgot it. Thank you.
Then he writes here, continuing on page 14, "Bitachin lo machachin einza plal b'chol beged sheish bodal kafas mkuy b'tzitzis shemitz yapolso elatal l'shaini." came in the Havya Begin Yuchad. Shalov Shem also avor kiyum hamitzvah. In other words, he says talis is different because it's what Rav Aaron just said. Came to have a begim yuchad shaloshim and so avor kiyum hamitzvah. Lachin have a hinder. The college shalovish talis not. Very much because of taz. This is the taz. He says shemishum kach ein nochon shikanis mehem lebeis akise. Right. In other words, I mean, like Rav Shechter pointed out, that meant it by a talis gadol. Is we don't wear it in the base kise, even though our talis cotton we do. But she came mezuzah, came she in the dam rabbis of vokiyum hamitzvah, and it would start from the hidra chefter shal mitzvah. So he says exactly what Rav Aaron, what you said. He's saying that.
That's what you want to hear.
In the days of the Gemara, they didn't do that. They wore it in their regular begadim.
Right. So that's what Rav Aaron is saying. Rav Aaron is saying that. Then, so therefore, there wouldn't be a hider that you have to dafka wear nice clothing because you're going to put tzitzis on them. No, you wear whatever clothing you wear. But here we're getting the beged dafka for the tzitzis.
That's what the Gemara means. That's what Gemara means is that get a special beged and put on tzitzis.
Well, the Gemara never says talis not.
That's Rashi.
Rashi who said this Kiddush of Talis Noah. So the Brisker Rav said, so if it's Talis Noah, you get a nice house. So he says, no, because the Talis you're getting just for the mitzvah. The house you're getting because you want to live, you don't want to be homeless. You want to live inside something. So even though you're going to put the mezuzah on the house, but it's not the same. So she came, mezuzah came and she had a double vice. And then he says, the Ef Shalom on page 15, the betalis noa miyape bezeh chute atzitzis asma, nechashu denasu atalis vichute atzitzis lebeger echad. He says, because it becomes one begin. Lachain havi hider mechute atzitzis atzma b'ze she mukshorim l'talis noya. Shein came. In other words, it like Rav Shecht uses the word, it blends in. In other words, the tzitzis and the begin blend in to be, you know. So it makes the tzitzis. Shein came mezuzah. Let's see, footnote Aleph. You and Moshe Tzvar Lahalon, the Kevin Shabegin Nishlam in Chute Hatzitzes, the Chain Enum Varshachianu, Mishum Kevin Chadoshim, Ad Asias Hatzitzes, as Nishlam Habegin. Right? So, in other words, you don't make a Shachianu. Okay. See, really, the halacha is kelim kadoshim is even before you wear it, but when you buy it, you're supposed to make a shechianu. So we're minig is we wait till we wear it, but the halacha is really as you buy it. But even when you buy it, you shouldn't make shechianu until what? Until you put tzitzis on the beggar. Excuse me, one second.
Hello.
Yes. Yeah, there's... So that's the word, he says. That's the word. That the only after you so you see from that halacha that the beggar is not nishlam until he quotes it here. Do we have that? I quote the Bhagavad Gita. Let's see, one second. Let's take a look. Page 11. So let's look here in let's take a look in page 11. Take a look at Siv Gimel, even though I didn't bracket Siv Gimel, but let's look on page 11, Reish Chav Gimel, Siv Gimel. Bona Bayis Chadosh, Okona Kelim Chadoshim. If you build a new house, or you buy new Kelim Chadoshim, new items, new utensils, new clothing. Afilu hayu lo kayotze ba'el tchila, as you bought a new vase, a new something like that, even though you had these things before, v'lav davka chadashim, not only hu adin yishanim, but if you bought it, you bought a used flower pot, right? They were selling on eBay a used flower pot. So you bought a used flower pot. So for you, it's new. Whereas, but if you sold something and then you rebought it, so they're not, because then it's not new to you. You already owned it before. You sold it, and then you rebought it. So they're not. And then so that's the. So look at Rabbi Akiva Eiger now. Let's look at Rabbi Akiva Eiger here, and how goes Rabbi Akiva Eiger here on page 12. Page Chav Gimel, Sif Gimel. Kol kelim chadashim bekelim shetzrichim tvila. But say you bought a cup, a glass, a new glass, and it's somewhat kosher, so you're excited about it, because you want to make but you didn't bring it to the mikveh yet. So he says, "Bekelim shetzrichim tvila, yesh lodun de'inu mevarach b'shas kinyan." Because he can't use them yet. We'll have to look at the Magen Avraham now in a second. But he says, is that... In other words, maybe Kelim Chadashim is only if it's Roy for Shemesh. But if you didn't bring it to the mikveh yet, so then maybe not. What? For what? Well, that's only if you're renting a home in Chutz Lartz. Then you have 30 days. But if you're not, but if you're renting Eretz Yisrael or you're buying in Chutz Lartz, you have to put up right away. So he says, so maybe you could only. So Rabbi Kivega's suffix is maybe if you can't use it yet, so then maybe you don't make a shachyano until it's right. So you, in other words, the halacha is, our minig is, we make it when we put it on, when we use it. When you buy a new suit, so really when you go and you buy the suit, you walk out of the store, you can make shachyano. But our minig is to, when we wear it for the first time. Because for us, that's when the real simcha is. That's how some point out. For us, that's when the real simcha is. So he wants to say, but maybe it's only if it's right to be used now. If it's not right to be used now, then maybe you don't make a shechion. So the also same fruit. Thing.
Also fruit, you should make or then make it in the supermarket.
Yeah. Yeah. So now let's look in Shulchan Aruch on page 10. Kal panna talis the osubot tzitzis bevarach shachyon. So So the Shulchan Aruch says that if you buy a garment for osubo tzitzis mevarach shachyon, and look in the Magen Avraham, the lama kosev in the middle of the Magen Avraham, the first word on the line is shakosev. The lama kosev for osubo tzitzis, the tzarich lomar the ma'ayim shelo birach b'shas hakinyan. Maybe it's talking about that he didn't make the bracha when he bought it. Maybe in a chanami. If you make the bracha when you buy it, so then that's when you have simcha, it doesn't need tzitzis yet. But if you're already going to do it because you're going to do it b'shas levisha, so then you need tzitzis. But the Magen Avraham is saying it's not halacha that if you buy something, it has to be roi to be used right now. Even if you bought a talis and you didn't, there's no tzitzis on, you still have to get the tzitzis. But you bought a new talis, and you're excited about it. So he says, Migra, then you can make the bracha right away. According to our minhag, that we wait till you wear it, so then you should wait till you put on tzitzis, because you're not going to be able to wear it before the tzitzis are on. So that's where Rabbi Kivega has a suffix, the same thing with the mikvah. Same thing with the mikvah, that if you same thing with the mikvah, that if you buy a kelim chadashim, so maybe it's only, so it could be, the question is, do you really have to bring it to the mikvah first? So again, according to our minute, that we don't do things b'shas kinyan. We don't make a shachianu when we buy things. We only make a shachianu when we use them. So then you're going to need the tzitzis, you're going to need the mikvah. But the Magen Avraham says that's not the halacha. The halacha is that the ikar adin is when you buy it. And when you buy it, then you don't need mikvah, you don't need tzitzis. Because the excitement is, oh, I just bought something. So you just bought something, you're excited, you make a shachyon.
But even if you're like us, who usually buy a talis with the tzitzis,
right?
We still wait.
Right, we still wait.
What you're saying, there's more of a smart to say, that we should do it b'shas kinyan, because the whole ma'akev in the shas kinyan is that it's that there's no tzitzis yet. But if there is tzitzis b'shas kinyan, so maybe you should make
it. Right, the Magen Avraham says b'shas kinyan, therefore you don't need tzitzis even.
No, I'm saying, but if you want to say that we're waiting because there's no tzitzis.
Yeah, in other words, if you hold that right. He says, so the Shulchan Aruch says you should only make it with the tzitzis. So the Magen Avraham has a kasha. In other words, if you bought something that's ready to wear right now, say you just bought material and it's not right.
So according to this, you buy a ready-made talis, you should say shachiyano at the shas kinyan.
Yeah, one second. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch says Tana Tzitz Talis Rosa Bo Tzitzis Baruch Shechiyono.
The Shulchan Aruch is saying that you should make the bracha when you finish making the tzitzis, not wait.
Right, the Shulchan Aruch says Chana Talis for Osobo Tzitzis Mivarach Shachiyanu. That's called Kalim Kadosh. So Magen Avraham says, what do you need the tzitzis for? Lama Tkosev Osobo Tzitzis. Tzarech Loma Demayim Shalom Birach B'Shas Kinyin. He's saying it's talking about where a person didn't do B'Shas Kinyin. So therefore, he's not really excited anymore. So when's the next time he'll be excited when he wears it? So what is he saying? If you didn't make it b'shas kinyan, then you should wait till the levisha. So this person didn't make it b'shas kinyan, so now he's going to wait till the levisha. So to have the levisha, he has to have tzitzis. Inami davkik shekona beged kemoshehu roi lilbosh.
Right, that's what we do usually.
Right. As mevarach shachiyanu. In other words, the idea of making b'shas kinyan is if it's right to wear. As mevarach shachiyanu. V'am kana beg v'asa b'mulusha, as mevarach b'shas levish. V'am kakeven she'osu b'otzitzis, mevarach agav, b'shas hasiyas ha-mitzvah. So what is he saying? V'chacha kevin she'osa bo tzitzis mevarach agav b'shas asiyas hamitzvah.
He says not to wait. He says not to wait.
Meaning...
If it's ready made, you make the bracha when you buy it. And if it's not ready made, you make the bracha when you make it.
Right. And what if it's ready to be worn, but there's no tzitzis yet?
Well, so then, when you make the tzitzis, you should make the bracha.
What do you mean, mevarach agav, b'shas asiyas hamitzvah? What does that see as a mitzvah mean?
You think it means wearing it? As opposed to making the tzitzit.
No, let's think for a second. Because again, he said, the Shulchan Aruch says, Tana talis v'osobo tzitzis, v'varach shechiyanu. So Magen Avraham says, what do you need to ask about tzitzis? So he's saying, because if you're Rechon Ami, the Magen Avraham says, if you bought it right away and you physically can wear it, you don't need the tzitzis. Even though you're not going to be able to wear it, but that's for a side reason. But it's still, it's a suit. You bought a suit. It's not that you bought material and now you're going to make a self-made suit that you're going to hire someone to make with the material. You bought a suit. Say it's a suit that has mechuyev and tzitzis. So he says, so then you can make shechianu right away. You don't have to wait for the tzitzis. So Halacha Kevin should also but tzitzis. Now he's giving another answer. Whereas there was the first answer is he's saying that you didn't make a b'shas kinyan, but in a chanami, if you b'shas kinyan, you're going to make it, so you don't need tzitzis. You can make it right away. The second answer is Kevin should also but tzitzis. You're planning to put tzitzis on it. So mevarach agav b'shas asiyas hamitzvah. So therefore, make shechianu at the time of the asiyas hamitzvah also.
How do you understand asiyas hamitzvah?
Meaning putting on. I think asiyas hamitzvah means putting on the tzitzis on the bag.
But he refers to that as b'shas levisha, three lines up.
Right, so that's why I think he's not talking about Shas Levish. There was the first teretz is that if you, again, Shulchan Aruch says you have to make a beged, and Shulchan Aruch says that you buy a beged and you put on tzitzis, then you make a shechianu. So the Lord says, why do you have to make? So he asks a question, why do you have to make tzitzis to make shachyada? So he says, in a chanami, it's because you didn't make it b'shas kinyan. If you make it b'shas kinyan, you don't need the tzitzis to make the bracha. But if you're going to not do it b'shas kinyan, you're going to do it b'shas levisha. So then to have a levisha, you're going to have to, that's his first teretz. Then he says,
inami.
The inami is that he's planning to put tzitzis on. So
yeah, I think he maybe the tzitzis is on it already. They get kamosha who will vouch.
No, I don't know if he means that. I think he means that it's as opposed to a piece of material.
Ivanti.
So then he says, So now you're going to make it b'shas ma'isa. So why you wait for the tzitzis? Kevin she'osa bo tzitzis mevarach agav b'shas asiyas hamitzvah. So I think asiyas hamitzvah doesn't mean wearing it. Asiyas hamitzvah means tying the
making the tzitzis. Making the tzitzis.
So he says that since you're going to make the tzitzis now anyway, so include the asiyas tzitzis in the shechianu. So you first make the tzitzis and then you. So that's the question. The first teretz is in a chanami. He's going to make the bracha right away, even there's no tzitzis. The second teretz, and here he's making a b'shas levisha, so therefore he waits for the tzitzis. Well, the other thing is, no, that even if he's going to make it now, b'shas kinyan, but now he's planning to make the tzitzis, so might as well wait. And look at Rabbi Kivega now. One second. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger is going to say an interesting point, and he says like this. So why is it? What's this idea about waiting for the tzitzis? So I think the Balabatish. In other words, you're excited about the tzitzis also. So you're waiting for the tzitzis too. So he says, a halachic reason, Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger says, take a look at Rabbi Kiveger, and how goes Rabbi Kiveger here on page 10 on the side. He says, Because he should wait, because you should really make the bracha b'shas kinyan when it's royal levisha. See, I don't think he means that Morgan of Rahm. I think he's just saying that it just makes the simcha greater. That you're making it together after you put the tzitzis on. He's saying Rabbi Kiveger means a halachic thing. That when you buy b'shas kinyan, it's still not royal levisha. So therefore, right. I don't think he meant that, Rabbi Magen Avraham. I think Rabbi Akiva Eger is understanding that. And he says, according to Rambam, if you buy the talis bayom, so Eidu Bavarach Atshas Asiyas Atzitzis came into Eidu Royal Levosho. But if you buy Balayla, then you can make it right away.
But you don't need tzitzis.
You don't need tzitzis. The haroyal levisha below tzitzis. Tzitzis yom kam balayla potter. So Rabbi Kiva Eger makes it a halachic thing. That you have to, if you can't wear it, then you shouldn't make it b'shas kinyan. But he's making it into a. But I don't. I think Rabbi Avraham really would say no, that like the first teretz for sure. He says you can make it right away. Even the second teretz, he says mevarach agav. It doesn't mean it's not mashma loshon that it's a that it's. He's saying if because now it's butal pi halacha. It's just agav that you're making the tzitzis anyway. So. Wait for that. Wait for the Shechiyanu together with the tzitzis. That's what I've. But so that's Rabbi. Now Rabbi Kiveger Lashitaso on page 12 has the discussion of what about Tfilas Kalim? In other words, if you buy a utensil. Right, a nice fancy. You buy a becher that's from an akum, a nice becher you can make, but you didn't bring it to the mikveh yet. Say it's something that will only the akum and needs to go to the mikveh. So, pashtus is you can make shachyan right away because you bought a becher, you didn't buy a piece of silver, you bought a becher through royal shemesh. So this Rabbi Kiveger is the Shitaso from the other Rabbi Kiveger, that no, you only can make a Shechiyanu B'Shas Kinyan if it's right to use it mamish, that it's already nitbal in the mikvah. And now you can make it. And then, right. So that's this discussion. But Rabbi Kiveger makes an interesting comment in terms of his shita about being able to. You should be b'shas kinyan, but only if it's royal levisha. See, I think Magen Avraham just meant that it's not royal levisha means if you bought a piece of cloth. That's not royal levisha. If you bought a bag of begad, so then, so you're excited. What if you bought a begad you didn't test for shatnas yet? Oh, you didn't test for shatnas yet, so maybe it's not royal levisha. So what would the Magen Avraham say? You still, you would still say it, so you'll get rid of the shatness, but you're still excited that you bought a new. Assuming that, like today, that, that I mean, unless there's a beggar that you can buy, that you won't be able to take. There's so much shatness, you won't be able to take it out. But
there is that possibility.
Yeah, but usually, even the b'godim that have shatness, I don't know. I would have to ask someone who you know. Check shot is there's a you know Yom Valila, so they know what they're but usually most a lot of shot is that they can take it out. It's under the thing, you know.
But that also apply then to just pretend kind of a
but it could be that Rabbi Kivager would hold that unless you check for shot is you shouldn't make the Shechiyot again, because it's not Royal Visha.
Would Rabbi Kivager then say let's pretend it was Royal Levisha because you're still able to wear it, it's like a shot. So maybe so you wouldn't be allowed to wear it stam. You're allowed to try it on. I mean, right, you're trying on.
Right, you're trying it on, there's a separate thing.
So let's pretend you buy a suit for, you know, you're buying a suit for your wedding. So you're not going to wear the suit until then. So would you say that there's a difference when you say shot on it? It's not, is that kind of not Royal Levisha? For a certain time?
Well, according to our minute, we have the minute because we wait till the Levisha anyway. We don't do the... But the strict halacha is you make the bracha b'shas kinyan. So if you make the b'shas kinyan, the question is, does it have to be Royal Levisha at that point? Rabbi Gimega has this thing that it means it has to be Royal Levisha. But the simple shot is that that they would make it b'shas kinyan. So, and that's a chiddush as it is that it has to be Royal Levisha right away. Okay.
I just want to mention that there's a minhag here among certain chugim that the chassan makes a shechiyanu under the chuppah on a palace.
Palace, right.
Right. So, and he's also miskaven
for his marriage. For his marriage. Oh, his marriage. Yeah, there's a whole discussion. Yeah, because there's a whole discussion in the, I think Chassam Sofer's discussion, how come we don't make Shachiyanu in marriage, right? In other words, it's not a halacha that we automatically make a Shachiyanu on the marriage. That's a question, why not?
It's a Derech Agav.
Okay, so Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue at 11, Bez Hashem. Okay, we'll be in touch about any change of times before we
talk. Simon, you have in your Sefer on Shmos, you know this thing that the Asar Ma'amaros turned into Dibros? You know?
Yeah, it's in my Sefer.
Is it? You have it there? Or
not sure if it's there, yeah.
You've heard this before, know that the
I think so. Yeah.
Do you know anyone who speaks about it? Or?
I don't know. Yeah. Let's see. Okay. Yeah, have a good day, everybody.
I feel like it should be like if it's what if you buy a pair of 6 or 7 at night?
So we're fine.
If you're not going to be wearing 6 or 7 at night, you're not going to make sure.